Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a new Grand Canyon Crossing FKT, Ultra Running Mag gets a new editor, and who wins in Tim Tollefson versus Cacti. Yes, folks, we have a new Grand Canyon Crossing FKT, or fastest known time. You must be thinking to yourself, after I just made this statement, who in the world is faster in the canyon than the one and only Jim Walmsley? Well, no one actually, but we aren't talking about the rim-to-rim record. Nor Tim Ferrick's single crossing rim-to-rim record. Instead, we are on the opposite end of the spectrum. We're talking about the quadruple double crossing, or rim-to-rim record. Christoph Tuscher, a professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Portland State University, who is since restarting his running career in 2013, finished quite a few tough races, including Tour de Jante, the Spine Race, and the John Kappas Fat Ass twice. The tougher the race gets, the better Christoph gets. So, he set off for the 168-mile, 8x crossing of the Grand Canyon, featuring 44,000 feet of elevation gain. He took off from the South Kaibab Trailhead October 24th, before dawn, and made his way back and forth across the canyon, finishing in 58 hours, 11 minutes, for what he believes at this point in time is the only known crossing for 8x of the canyon. There's been some chatter lately about the lack of women in ultra-running media. Although I don't have any clear data, and not sure anyone does on the exact number of women working in this niche of the media world, it is exciting to see more women on the rise. The latest news on this front is Amy Clark becoming the new editor for Ultra Running Magazine. I'm not sure, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but she may be the first female editor for the 37-year-old magazine. Amy is a freelance writer, editor, and ultra runner who has written a column for ultrarunning.com for a couple of years, as well as written for Outside Magazine. According to Carl Hoagland, who has owned the magazine for the past 5 years now and will be staying as publisher, Amy has completed 10 ultras and will be towing the line at her first 100 at the 2019 Western States. Love it. Next up, we've got some weekend race results to look over, and first up is the Javelina 100. This Ultra Trail World Tour race took place this past weekend north of Fountain Hills, Arizona, under once again hot temperatures. Although it was slightly cooler than last year, it was still a scorcher. I saw 88 degrees on my car's thermometer at 4 in the afternoon race day. Patrick Reagan, who struggled with some setbacks after last year's impressive 100-mile debut at Javelina, returned to form with a repeat win at the race in 13:42. This was the third fastest all-time, and he did it running almost the whole race out front by himself. Last year, he had Zach Bitter and Brendan Davies pushing him from behind. For the ladies, Darcy Piquet jumped in last minute to cap off a simply incredible season of 100-mile racing. She won the Hurt 100 in January, Ronda Del Sims this summer, and Angeles Crest in August. Normally known for her mountain running, she impressed us with her grit and determination to expand her horizons running this flatter rolling course. In the associated 100-kilometer event, Jacob Jackson won in 8 hours 55 minutes, and Charlie McKee was the ladies' winner and third overall in 9:47. Interestingly, if you look at the results for the 100K, the men's and women's top 10 placed almost right next to each other, with oftentimes the women beating the men for the same place. Tim Tollefson made his way down to the desert, volunteering at the Coyote Camp aid station half the day, and almost immediately impaled himself with 5 Choya cactus heads. The desert is a rude awakening. This experience would ironically later come in handy, as he found himself helping out 100-mile competitor Amy Dedek, who also had an encounter with the infamous jumping cactus of the desert. I have nothing to look down to here. We believe we have a new Jorts 100-mile FKT from Javelina. Anthony Lee ran the entire 100-mile race in a pair of cutoff jean shorts in 24 hours, 51 minutes. Props, dude. But next time, don't freeball it. Ann Trason, while not running Javelina, was out there crewing this past weekend. She made sure to confront me about me calling out her 39-hour finish at the Hennepin 100. She was flexing her sick-ass buckle while parading around headquarters with her pet unicorn.
Follow Jamil! Oh! Once we cut the course! Did you see this? You don't have one of those.
I don't have one of those.
No. Will you next year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It looks like I love the swag. I love that plaid shirt.
Yeah, you know, and you could break 13 hours.
Think so?
Yeah.
Think I'm that fast?
Yeah, you're
fast. I don't know about that.
Damn, what a legend. Well, I guess I'll have to run Hennepin now. We don't hear a lot about trail races in Mexico and rarely cover them, so here's one. The Ultra Trail Mexico took place this past weekend as the only race in Mexico to be a Western States qualifier. Mario Mendoza took the win in 10 hours, 26 minutes on the men's side, while Paola Fierro of Colombia won the women's in 13:47. The event takes place in Hidalgo. The normally blazing fast Chicago Lakefront 50 was a bit tamer this year. Zach Bitter's course record of 5 hours, 12 minutes was more than safe, as race winner Reed Whitney won in 6:54. On the ladies' side, Rachel Burke was third overall in 7:19. Tara Moody has the course record in 6:20. Malcolm Gladwell firing shots at music listening runners this week. Longtime runner and famous author says that listening to music while running is quote unquote soft. Going on to say listening to music distracts you from the running process. Well, Malcolm, I challenge you to go for an ultra distance run sometime, and I think you'll soon find out why distraction from the run can actually be a good thing. And rant. Bit of a short news week this week. Before we go, I'd like to shout out Maya Ray Ray for hanging out at the finish line at Javelina all weekend, and also to her dad, Chad, where he got his first 100 miler done and finished. Huge congrats, and thanks for being part of the Mountain Outhouse family. Also, Maya Ray Ray, nice suit and tie. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 117 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jams hot dog sunglasses. Links below. Have a shit week. Thank you.